Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Credo Brands Marketing Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Khushalani, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Khushalani.
Thank you, Anushka. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I have with me Mr. Rasik Mittal, our Chief Financial Officer, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. I hope you all have received the investor deck. If not, it is available on the stock exchanges and our company website. Before we get into the numbers, I would like to briefly talk about where Mufti stands today. FY26 was a year of resilience and focused execution. In Q1 FY27, we continued to advance Mufti 2.0 with a focus on premiumizing the brand, elevating the customer experience across our stores, and strengthening Mufti's influence as the aspirations of the Indian consumers continue to evolve. Coming to the operating environment, we saw healthy consumer interest through April and part of May, which moderated towards the mid of May. As indicated earlier, we continue to remain measured about near-term demand. The broader global environment also remains uncertain, with geopolitical tensions likely to keep consumers cautious and selective in their discretionary spending. At the same time, we remain confident about the long-term opportunity. India's growing aspirations and the evolution of the casual lifestyle segment provide significant headroom, and we believe Mufti is well-positioned to participate meaningfully in this opportunity. Coming to our performance, Q1 FY27 revenue grew by 5% year-on-year to approximately 125 crore, reflecting steady performance despite continued softness in discretionary spending. As part of our retail transformation strategy, we opened five new stores across leading malls and high streets while closing seven underperforming stores, taking our total count to 427. Our focus is on improving the quality and productivity of our network by progressively replacing lower productivity locations with stronger experience-led stores, thereby improving output per store while enhancing customer experience and brand salience. Gross profit grew 5% year-on-year to 77 crore, with gross margins at 62%. EBITDA stood at 27 crore approximately, compared to about 31 crore in the same period last year, primarily due to higher investments in advertising, brand building, and retail transformation. Marketing investment during the quarter was approximately 8.5% of revenue, which is in line with our full-year guidance of 8%-10% through FY27. We see this as an important investment in building Mufti's long-term salience and aspiration. A growing proportion is being directed towards digital platforms such as Google and Meta to strengthen visibility, understand consumer behavior, and support engagement across online and offline channels, particularly among new consumers. Alongside this, we continue to build our D2C business, bringing us closer to our consumers and their evolving preferences. Our long-term Mufti 2.0 transformation remains firmly on track. We will continue to elevate our retail experience, strengthen our merchandise offering, and invest behind the brand. These initiatives are aimed at deepening consumer engagement, improving footfalls and conversion, and progressively rekindling growth. Our ambition remains clear: to build Mufti into one of India's most loved and enduring homegrown menswear brands, growing in a disciplined, profitable, and sustainable manner. While near-term demand visibility may remain uneven, we believe Mufti 2.0 is building a stronger foundation for the brand's next phase of growth. With that, I'll hand over to our CFO, Mr. Rasik Mittal, for the detailed financial performance for the quarter.
Thank you, Kamal. Good afternoon, everyone. I will give you financial highlights for Q1 FY27. Revenue for the quarter stood at 125.3 crores. Gross profit stood at 77.2 crores with a GP margin of 61.6% for the quarter. EBITDA stood at 26.6 crores. Our EBITDA margin stood at 21.2%. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at 2.3 crores. Our PAT margin stood at 1.8% for the quarter. With this, we will now open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. I repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Sakshi Pratap from Pratap Securities. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the question. Are you seeing any early signs of improvement in discretionary consumption, or is it just the current environment still largely dependent on the festive season? Was my first question.
Sakshi, hi. We certainly see some positive signals from the renovated new stores and the new retail identity that we have created in the new stores. But it's a little too early to be able to extrapolate them and, you know, put any kind of projections on this. We would refrain from doing that. But as of now, certainly we are seeing positive signals, and we will continue to make these changes to our stores, renovate our stores and open new stores and shut some of the underperforming stores.
Understood, sir. So my second question would be, what would be the key milestones over the next 12 to 18 months that we can see and say that Mufti 2.0 is working successfully?
So, like I said, Sakshi, this is going to be a long-drawn process. The, you know, environment is changing, the competition is intense, and at this point we are going through a transformation phase. And it may not immediately translate into, you know, visible numbers within the next few quarters. But we've seen these times, you know, in the past, people come, people go, but you have to build a sustainable brand which can grow profitably. And that is what we are looking to do. And to do that, we are making changes in our product, we are making changes in our retail identity, we are making changes in our customer experience, and improving that, and we are making changes in our brand communication to the consumers, and all of these changes will surely impact the brand positively, but it's going to be a longer drawn impact and not, you know, something that will be seen in a couple of quarters or two, three quarters like that, and difficult to extrapolate it to that. I mentioned earlier also that this is for the next two odd years. It's going to be very difficult for us to say what exactly the numbers will pan out.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much for the detailed answer.
Thank you. Before we proceed, a reminder to the participants, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Jay Jain from JJ Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. First is, with around 59% of the store network located in Tier 2 and 3 cities, do you see the premiumization strategy working equally well across these markets, or will premium stores be concentrated more towards Tier 1 high street mall locations?
Great question, Jay. So premiumization is happening all across India. It's not something that is isolated to metros and tier one cities. However, premiumization is relative. What we are doing is we are tooth combing through all our stores and looking at each one of them and looking at the competitor environment in each market and accordingly making the changes to stand ahead of the competition proactively. So the point I'm making is that the store that we renovate on Linking Road or we open on Linking Road would have a certain different level of premiumization and expenditure that we would incur. And a store, for example, if we do in a smaller town, there the expenditure and the relativity of premiumization would be to that market and the environment in that market and what we expect it to be in the next few years.
Thanks, sir, for this. So the second question would be, do we believe the current investment is primarily strengthening brand recall among existing customers or helping Mukti acquire a younger new customer base?
So it's both. We intend to do both. See, as a brand to remain healthy and sustainable through its growth journey, what we need to do is we need to retain our customers and we need to acquire new customers because there's a certain level of retention that every brand can do in its cycle of year-on-year growth and progress. So it's both ways, to improve retention and to increase new footfalls into the stores.
Thank you, sir, for the detailed answer.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Before we proceed, a reminder to the participants, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Jay Kothari from Kothari Capital. Please proceed.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So my question was, the presentation indicates average annual revenue per EPO of around 75 lakhs in FY26. So what level of revenue do you believe the new premium format stores can achieve once they mature?
Just a moment, please. Okay. The average annual revenue per EBO is reflected as 75 lakhs. And we see what we're looking to do in this year. We're looking to increase the same store revenue in the mid-single digit numbers. That's what we are aiming to do for this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Understood, sir. And sir, my follow-up question was, does the premiumization strategies require carrying a larger or more diverse inventory, and could this put additional pressure on working capital?
No. That's not something that we're looking to do. In fact, we're looking to sharpen our inventory, and it will not be a larger inventory base. It's just going to be a change in the merchandise mix. That's what we're looking to do.
Okay, understood. Thank you for the detailed answer. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Rishabh, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Am I audible?
Yeah.
Sir, actually, let me give you some context. I am a business analyst in a pharma retailing company as well. So I do have some business insights what we do, and I was trying to suggest you out some modifications. Over the past year as well, I have joined the concall and tried to give you some insights, and obviously you have tried to work on those as well. So, hello?
Yeah.
Kamal sir, just small feedback. That I have gone through your Instagram advertisements as well. You are doing a good job in that. A small feedback would be to just use some Hindi advertisements as well, because English is not, I guess, the primary language for connecting the people. all the primary advertisement which you do, the collaborations which you do with the people around, I think Hindi would be a proper way to communicate over the audience connection. Plus our interaction one, I think whatever the advertisement over the past 6 months which you have did, are primarily sort of your interaction with the users, but users' interaction with the brand is, I guess, missing. So that is another suggestion that you could work on. And third thing would be just to, I guess, a strategic move to bring some people for the strategy thing for the expansion.
Sorry?
For the last, so the retail expanding, I mean the number of stores which you are expanding over the last 2 years has been just, I guess, in has dropped down. I guess because we have taken a cautious call for means relocating our stores to the more profitable one, means location where a lot more people would be able to enjoy the premiumization of the Mufti and all the stuff. But I guess there is a missing link of expanding the stores.
We are not able to understand what you are saying, Rishabh.
Sir, if I talk in Hindi, that should be comfortable as far as...
No problem.
Sir, I bol raha tha ki if, matlab jo aap log retail ka expansion karte hain, store har saal ke liye, that is, I guess, on flattish numbers for the last few years. Wo, main samajh raha hu ki aapne last ke kuch years mein, you are trying to relocate the old stores, the loss-making ones into some of the high streets as well, jahan pe logon ka achha traction mile aap logon ko. But I guess some sort of new markets or sort of, matlab, jahan pe aapki presence hai, wahan pe bhi aap try to expand out. So I guess the revenue would be just growing good as well. That was the question from my side.
Thank you for your suggestion, Rishabh. We'll definitely, all the time we are looking at the newer markets wherever we are not present. And in the way in which the market emerges, we proactively do end up opening stores here. However, at this time, we are going through a transformation of the brand and hum consolidate kar rahe hain brand ko. So, is samay hum apne sirf, you know, store count ko increase karne ke hit mein nahi hai. Hum is hit mein hai ki hum har store ke performance ko improve kar sake aur brand salience ko improve kar sake.
Sir, ek question tha that abhi jaisa aapne shoes category mein entry kiya, what are the other categories you are trying to look into? Because the few competitors which I look up to you is Cantabile, other name brands. So they do have a women and kids section as well, which try to give you a hedge for the category in which a person, agar ek man ke liye ek woman aati hai, so they would obviously buy out the woman as well. I know you, over the past few quarters, you have denied that we won't be entering into women category, but I guess that is a pure hedging strategy plus the additional revenue, which would be just the additional cost. Matlab, ek same advertisement mein ek banda agar man ke liye close dena aa raha hai, so that could be additional women ka bhi wahan pe kuch buy, so aapka AOV increase ho jayega.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Rishabh. We'll keep it in mind.
Sir, मैं मतलब वही पूछा था कि what are the other categories you are trying to plan out for future entrance, मतलब अभी जैसे आपने shoes launch किए
अभी हम अपने इसी brand को focus करके इसी को improve करने के और transform करने के ऊपर focus कर रहे हैं.
Sure sir, thank you sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Before we proceed, a reminder to the participants, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Nilesh Doshi from Prospero Tree AMC. Please proceed.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, there was a 5 crore increase in the revenue on a YOY basis, and at the same time, there was a 5 crore extra marketing spend. Generally, the ratio of revenue growth must be higher than the marketing spend, but it is equal. So in that context, I would like to ask, is the management sure about by spending the higher amount on advertisement and marketing spend, we will achieve our target of higher revenue growth?
See, Nilesh, I agree with you that is what it has to eventually translate to. But as on date, remaining status quo and not doing anything about it is not what is right for the brand. For the long-term interest and sustainable, profitable growth of the brand, looking at the changing environment and changing aspirations of India, we have transformed the brand. Now that we have transformed this brand, it's also important to communicate to existing customers, because we have been existent for more than 28 years now. It's important that people realize and their perception about the brand changes, and we drive new footfalls into the stores. The competition, etc., is very intense at this time, and in fact some of them even spend more than 8 to 10% in terms of advertising. They spend close to 15% and even higher. We are spending roughly 8 to 10%, and we intend to continue doing that. And this is for the longer term growth and sustainability of the brand and to arouse the salience of the brand. It's not something, we are not just doing performance marketing, which is, you know, driving immediate sales today.
So within 1 year, can we expect that there will be some revenue growth which is higher than our ad spend?
No, I'm unable to say that today, Nilesh.
So can we consider we are in a surviving mode rather than the growth mode? Because of the higher competition of the other brands, say Zara, other Gap, any Indian or foreign brands.
Every brand in its, you know, point in time and its life cycle is at a different stage. We are at a stage where we are transforming the brand to stay influential and relevant in the future. Now, you can look at it the way we want, but this is what we believe very strongly, that we are well positioned to be able to look at the opportunity that lies ahead in terms of the aspirations of the Indian consumer. And we are sure we'll be able to stay relevant and influential even in the future. So these are investments we are doing, keeping that in mind. How you want to call it, survival mode, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, I really don't know.
No, that was not the meaning, because I understand that, sir, our GP margin is very good. Can we reduce little bit on a GP side and increase the, inflate the, our revenue growth at the same time we are increasing our ad spend? So there was a two engine, so we are reducing the little bit margin at the GP level and increase the awareness of our brand and creating our brand presence. Is it the, can we do like that?
These are things that we constantly keep evaluating, Nilesh, and these are always things that we look at every season, every inflationary cycle, at every point in time we look at our, you know, GP accordingly and accordingly price our products. We've always been at a certain mid-premium segment in the market, and we will continue to remain there.
Is the demand is lower or the competition is very high? What is the market condition?
It's both. See, the demand condition is also muted. The discretionary spend is soft in consumer segment. But at the same time, the competition also is intense. It's a combination. Mm-hmm.
So when we will achieve our previous glory, the 2-3 years back, because when the IPO has come, it was a very nice picture. So no doubt there was some dullness in the market, but you are taking the enough steps. Can we expect within 1-2 years we will achieve our growth trajectory?
We will certainly, and we plan to do that. But however, for the next couple of years, I'm unable to extrapolate and give any numbers as to what is the, you know, growth numbers that we will achieve. We are evaluating, we are seeing positive signals from the changes that we are making in the brand, and we are certain about it that we will be able to, and, you know, get back on track.
And lastly, sir, our new stores are opening at a optimum level, or is it not still generating the enough revenue?
No, no. All the new stores we have opened are generating a good revenue.
Okay, okay. Thank you and all the best, sir, for the future. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Nilesh.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Jay Jain from JG Capital. Please proceed.
Sir, hi, sir. Thanks for taking my follow-up. Sir, I have a question on inventory. Sir, our inventory days stood at 74 in the quarter. Does we believe to hold it steady in the coming quarters or a reduction is anticipated?
So, Jay, there should be some reduction in the inventory days. That's always the endeavor to...
And this is cyclical, Jay. It's not something in our... the way we operate the business model... one season it could be a little higher, one season it could be a little lower. But at the end of it, as whatever we have made, as long as we can sell everything at a profit and not make a loss, we are good. So our company is evaluated more on those lines. Whatever we create, we produce, we are able to sell that, and we have never had any material write-off in the history of our company on account of inventory.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for the detail. All the best.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you, Anushka. I'd like to thank everyone for being a part of this call. We hope we've answered your questions. If you need more information, please feel free to contact us or SGA, our investor relations advisors. Thank you and have a good day, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Credo Brands Marketing Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.